and we're looking at verse 18 throughout 20.
Matthew 4, if you're watching by social media, we encourage that you turn into your Bibles, that you would read along with us, amen?
Amen.
Amen, because listen, I wear glasses and sometimes these words start moving. In other words, I might make a mistake, so you need to read it for yourself. Amen. 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 Matthew 4, beginning at verse 18, I'm going to read 18 throughout 20. And it reads as this, reading out of my King James this morning, it says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers." Verse 19 says, "He said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Amen. I want to stop right there. You may be seated. And I want to use for a theme or a subject today, following the right one. Following the right one. You know, oftentimes I think back when I was doing my mentoring program at Geddes Elementary, at Geddes Middle School and East End Elementary, and down at the Dream Center. You know, I would always teach the kids to make sure the person that you're following will be leading you in the right direction. But for some reason, the young kids would always, that was, you know, in the group, there's always one kid that's stronger than all the rest of them.
Amen.
Not physically stronger, but in the mind. Yeah. Mentally. They have a way of persuading all of the rest of the kids to do what they want. And I found that to be true, and many of you can contest to this, but because you've seen your own children, you tried to tell them, listen, you need to be careful in who you're following. If they're not going in the right direction, then you need to get away from them. But the kids, they seem to think that you don't know what you're talking about, and you're only giving them life experiences.
Yes, sir.
You let them know, listen, I've gone down this road and I don't want you to have to go down this road. Mm-hmm. Following the right one. Many times in life you will be faced with different decisions, whether to follow, to do this or to do that.
Come on, Will.
And it's always good to be a man or a woman of integrity.
Yes, sir.
Because whenever you have integrity, it goes with you a long way. Because in other words, I was under conviction many years ago, you know how whenever you go shopping and you get a buggy and you take the buggy to your car.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to help somebody
out. Come on, Will.
And you know, you get your groceries and you just leave the cart right beside the car.
Right beside the car.
But keep in mind now, they've got a designated place for the car.
Yes, sir.
It just takes you a few more steps to take your buggy and put it in the designated
space. Come on, yes, sir.
But what happens a lot of times, people will leave the cart right where it is, and if the winds start blowing, I've seen carts that start blowing and blow in and roll into somebody else's car.
Yeah.
And technically, it's because of what you done.
Come on, Will.
Right.
That's the truth.
That's why I think when I was going to do that, that the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know, that's not where that goes. So you need to take it and put it in the right place.
Amen.
And that thing dealt with me. And now, even if I'm going to the store, and I pick up some socks or something, And I keep shopping around, and I decide, well, now I'm not going to get these socks.
Yep.
I just won't put them anywhere. Take them all with me. But it's a thing, we've got to understand, we've got to give and count to a higher God.
Amen.
Because God knows all and he sees all, and God wants us to be mimicked. He wants us to mimic him.
Yes.
Because I know that's not what my God would do.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, what I'm talking about, when the scripture tells it, I'm trying to get it to come to me, but it won't come. It says, order my steps in your word, O God.
Come on.
And it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
And so now, when you're following the steps of a righteous man, which is God,
preach now.
Then whatever you choose to do, it's going to be blessed.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be blessed and highly favored. That's why a lot of times whenever you're a man or woman of integrity and you're doing the things that God has assigned for you to do, that's the reason a lot of times people get jealous of you.
Hello. Come on with it.
Because God's hand is upon you, and God is always going to protect his children.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
God is going to protect his children. Yeah. Yes, you may go through some things, but God will make a way, out of no way. All because you're following the right one.
Amen.
Now, when it comes to following the right one, there's going to be some opposition.
Yes, sir.
Always the, you ever wonder why they call, why Satan Lucifer had the name the Antichrist?
Yep.
Because he's opposite of God.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to try to formulate things similar to what God is doing. To lure you to doing it his way. When you think about it, you look in the Old Testament when Moses was performing miracle after miracle.
Come on, wait.
They had his sorceress, they were performing miracle after miracle. Well, magic tricks. Tricks after trick.
Uh-huh.
But Moses was blessed by God.
Hallelujah.
And so you got to understand, a lot of times the devil is trying to mimic what God does.
Yes,
but he always leave out some key points.
Come on, wait.
That's why, and pay attention to this, have you ever noticed when Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah.
And he was awake, and the devil came up after he had fasted, and he started to quote scripture?
Yes, sir.
But listen, Jesus told him, he says, but the word of God says,
come on, yeah.
Man shall not do this or do that.
Amen.
Because notice what the devil said. He said, did not the Bible say that command these stones into bread?
Come on with it, Pastor.
But that's what Jesus would tell him correctly, what the Bible would say, what the word of God would say.
Yes, sir.
And so that's why it's important for us to follow the right one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when it comes to choosing the right mate, many times we choose to make because of what we see.
Come on, yes, Lord. Tell him.
What we've been dreaming about.
Tell him. Yes.
Because they may be, in your mind, financially set.
Well. Yeah.
But you got to learn to follow the right one, which is the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
See, many times, a lot of times, people don't like to talk about the Holy Spirit.
No, no.
See, in John, the 15th chapter of John, it beginning at the 14th chapter, 15 and 16.
Preach now.
He teaches us
yes.
the job of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is to lead and to guide you into all truth. In other words, the Holy Spirit will guide you to following
yes, sir.
The right one.
Amen.
And whenever you govern yourself and listen and follow the Spirit of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
You go in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of times we want to do what we want to do, what we want to do. Y'all know that's the truth.
Yeah, Lord.
But we need to know that
one day,
I've got to give an account.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I've got to give an account to my God, my Savior, my Lord.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but while I'm here, I want to do the things that's pleasing unto Him.
Yes.
Now, do I do everything right? No. No, that's the reason for the being a child of God.
Hallelujah.
God is molding, God is making you. And you got to understand that God is molding you and God is making you and that you are God is developing you day by day.
Yes.
But the thing is that we got a desire to turn from the wicked. We got a desire to turn from those things that's drawing us back, drawing us away from God, and turn to God.
Yeah, Lord.
And allow the Holy Spirit to guide us
and
direct us.
Yeah.
When we see here in our text, we see that as Jesus here is walking by Galilee, we see that Jesus sees two young men.
Yeah.
This is Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew,
come on,
his brother. They were fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jesus approached them and he tells them, he says, follow me.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm going to make you fishers of men. In other words, I'm going to teach you how to witness.
Yeah, Lord.
To other men.
Praise God.
Other women that they would truly understand the things of God.
Yeah.
And that they would turn, that they would turn away from paganism, and they would turn away from religious things. I'm going to teach you how to witness to other people. That whenever you catch them, you teach them, and they'll be able to teach someone else along the way. So, in other words, he knew that that fisherman was used to casting their nets. And when a fisherman cast their net, and when they draw it in, you might get a little bit of everything.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Those of you that fish, you know that whenever you fish, all the fish in the water, some of them ain't good to eat.
That's right.
And what Jesus is letting them know that I'm going to make you fishers of men. In other words, that whenever you cast in your net before men, that you're going to catch some people.
Yeah.
You're going to catch some people, and you got to be able to disciple who's going to pay attention to your teaching, and who's going to follow, who's going to accept your teaching, and who you're not to waste your time with.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, I see y'all looking at me awful strange.
Preach now, preach.
I thought we were here to witness to everybody. Yes, we are here to witness to everyone.
Everyone.
But when they don't want to receive what you got,
come on.
Since we are to wash
our
hands, shake the dust off our feet, and keep moving on. That's not to say that you're going to stop praying for them.
No.
So that means that you got to continue to pray for them, but don't waste your energy on them.
Yeah, Lord.
Because they're not receiving the things
Lord.
Of God.
Uh-huh.
Because the scripture teaches us that the natural things, the things of God is foolish to the unlearned.
Tell it.
And see, you got to be careful. You got to make sure you in your word.
Uh-huh.
Because there are some people out there that will try to trip you up.
Woo.
And uh-huh. try to confuse you
Lord.
With the word of God. following the right one.
Hallelujah.
When it comes to following God, Jesus taught his disciples,
yeah,
you got to give up some things.
Yes, he did.
You got to give up some things because
yeah,
whenever we start following God, people are going to start watching your lifestyle.
Ooh, preach down.
And so you have to ask God, God, help me to deal with my strongholds.
Yeah, Lord.
That I can be the man of God. I can be the woman of God. I know you're calling me to be.
Jesus.
And after a while, God will fix it up for you.
All right.
And when I think about following the right one, I was watching an action movie years ago, and this movie was called The Matrix.
No.
Many of you have seen The Matrix. You had
yes,
you had Morpheus, which played the leader,
uh-huh,
and then you had Keanu Reeves, which I'm trying to think of his name.
Neo.
Somebody seen the movie. Somebody know where I'm going.
All right.
And the whole time, Morpheus was asking Neo, he says, are you the one?
Uh-huh.
And many times, whenever you got a gift in you,
yeah,
sometimes you don't realize the gift you got in you.
Hallelujah. Come
but
on.
Somebody else see the gift. Morpheus kept asking him, he said, are you the one? No, you're the one.
No.
but he said, Neo said, no, I'm not the one. In other words, he didn't have confidence in himself.
Yes, Lord.
But until the old man kept working with him.
Yeah, Lord.
He kept teaching him.
Yes, sir.
He kept developing him.
Yeah.
Then one day, Neo was able to move by bullets. He was able to make moves that nobody else can explain. And then he began to get confidence in himself. And he says, I am the one. And then by him being accepting that he was the right one, that they were that was to lead them, he was the one that led them on to victory.
Yes.
What am I saying? I'm saying that Jesus is being patient with all of you because God has seen something in you that you haven't seen in yourself. Have you ever wondered, why is it that I get up every Sunday morning and press my way on the church, even in the midst of the pandemic? It's because the Holy Spirit of God is moving in your life, and God is trying to develop you to become the person, the woman that he knows that you can be. He's trying to develop you to become the man of God that he knows you can be. And one day, whenever you get confident in yourself, you can go to the enemy's and take back what the devil has stolen from you, all because you are the one. How is it that you're the one? All because Christ died on the cross for you. And that when he died, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And whenever the Holy Spirit comes and he's imputed unto you, you can go to the enemy and speak in the name of Jesus. I'm taking it back. I'm taking back my children. I'm taking back. Seeing things,
yes,
in a different perspective.
Yes, Lord.
You may be jacked up right now,
yeah,
but when you're following the right one,
yes, Lord,
you learn to say, but God.
But God.
Pastor Graham was showing me some pictures earlier today.
Yes, sir.
She was showing me some pictures of a car wreck that her son was in.
Yes, sir.
And the whole front end was just smashed in. It looked like everybody would have been dead and gone.
Yeah, Lord.
But you know what she said?
No. Come on, Pastor.
But God. But God. Yeah. My Lord. What am I saying? I'm saying that whenever you're walking with God,
Jesus,
you view things differently.
Yes, sir.
Even if it don't work out the way you want it to work out, you can still say, but God.
But God.
I thank you, Lord,
yes, God,
for working it out.
Yes,
all things work together.
Amen.
For the good of them. Amen. That love God. You got love, you can't play with it. Don't just say you love him, go. See, you can utterly speak something. But your actions. Your actions will prove it.
Nobody knows what you do. Hallelujah.
When you love God, you're going to give your best.
I can hear you.
See, God loved us.
Hallelujah.
And he gave his best. His only begotten son, the one who died for us and rose. Even though we didn't deserve it. He did it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
he
did. And now,
Lord,
he's teaching us.
Lord.
He wants us to become fishers.
Lord.
Be a man of integrity.
In the name of Jesus,
be a woman of integrity.
Let's stay, Lord, like
you. So make sure that whenever you, when the devil is trying to get you to say something
God
wrong
great,
or do something wrong,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Listen. Listen.
Hallelujah.
Because Revelation says, he that has an ear,
tell it.
Let him hear
tell
what
it.
The Spirit of the Lord is saying. And God
don't
is not going to lead you wrong.
Hallelujah.
Don't be so caught up in pleasing man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But make sure
Lord.
You please your Lord.
Lord.
Because one day, you got to stand before him.
All right. Hallelujah.
And I want to hear well done. I don't want to hear depart.
No.
Because your works was of iniquity. In other words, your works wasn't true. You did things to receive glory and honor for yourself. Make sure what you're doing, that you're doing it for God. And you're following the right
way.
As we rest on our feet, we're going to open the door of the church. Now, maybe someone here today that may be confused or lost, and I want you to know that God loves you, and all he wants you to do is turn from your wicked ways and follow him. He will direct your path. That's why I love that scripture in Proverbs. He allowed Solomon to write it. He said, we are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Because there's going to be some times in your life you don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't understand it. But he says, but in all your ways acknowledge who he is.
Yes,
and allow him to direct your path.
Yeah, Lord.
When you do that, when you do that, you will win. See, all you got to do is go to the end of the book.
Uh-huh.
We win, guys. We got the victory. You got the victory. But you got to follow the right one. As a matter of fact, the scripture tells us, teaches us, that no man that will put his hands to the plow and keep looking back, he's not fit for the kingdom. In other words, what he was saying, that he was teaching, because when you plow the field, those farmers was proud in laying rows.
Yes, sir.
When you looked at the corn, it looked like one stalk, but it was many stalks. They were all in row.
Yes, sir.
Line after line.
Yes, sir.
They weren't wavy.
No.
And that's what he was giving them, that illustration, because they knew that the farmers would understand that if you keep looking back, he's going to plow some crooked lines.
Yeah.
And so God don't want us plowing crookedness.
Yes,
sir. He wants us on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
So if this is you today, why don't you come? Come and give me your hand, but yet give God your heart.
Amen.
I want you to know God loves you. He's not concerned about what you've done last night or what you're doing right now, but what he's concerned about is your future. That you turn it over to him, that you will trust him. But this is you, why don't you come? Hallelujah. On second invitation, that might be someone that wants to join this church. You've been thinking about it, you've been contemplating on it, and I want you to know we would love for you to be a part of this church as we continue to move in this community under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You may come at this time. You may come by letter of Christian experience, that is candidate for baptism. This is your opportunity. I do want you to understand that we do require you to go through 8 weeks of teaching because we truly believe